Once upon a time, there lived an immortal princess by the name Geraldine. Princess Geraldine was considered as one of the most beautiful princesses in the immortal world. Her stunning, long, wavy hair made her radiant big brown eyes sparkle, and her cherry red grape lips were immaculately molded. Her divine, tawny, silken, tender skin was glossy, giving her an enchanting beauty that made most of the single princes toss their warm, lazy eyes on her, wanting to marry her. But Princess Geraldine was never interested. All she cared about was her music. Her voice was angelical, like that of a true angel singing. And whenever she opened her mouth to sing, flowers around her bloomed and birds and animals moved closer to her to hear her enchanting voice. Young, handsome men in the world of the immortals pursued Princess Geraldine, but she was not interested with them. She wanted a partner who had the same passion for music as she did. Even though there were other musicians there, none of them was good enough for her. Princess Geraldine came from a clan of wind immortals, and the work of her clan members was to go to the earth and blow wind to every corner of the earth so as to give the earth a cool breeze and a tranquil atmosphere. While on earth, no mortal human could see them because they were invisible. There was an ancient rule that they followed. The immortals were never supposed to be seen by the mortals. One calm late afternoon, while Princess Geraldine and other wind immortals were hovering on Earth with their wind horses at the seashore blowing wind, Princess Geraldine was startled to hear a male singing voice coming from the seashore.
"Oh, what a beautiful voice,"
she said, and then halted in surprise. It was a voice she had never heard before. Princess Geraldine left her group and flew her wind horse to where the voice was coming from, and when she arrived at the seashore, she saw a handsome young man seated on the white sandy beach, facing the marvelous blue ocean, playing his guitar, singing. She stepped down from her wind horse and strode closer to the handsome musician, admiring him. But the musician was unable to see her because she was invisible. Princess Geraldine was lost, listening to the music that time flew by without her noticing. She was startled to hear somebody from her group calling out, saying,
"There you are! We've been searching for you. It's late. We have to go home now."
"Oh, sorry. I got captivated by the music and lost count of time,"
Princess Geraldine apologized. She then mounted her wind horse, and together they flew to their kingdom.